life-changing medicine.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Each year, more than 41 million kids traverse the sidewalks around their neighborhood to go trick-or-treating. Most of those kids have one thing on their mind, candy. And they'll find plenty of it. More chocolates and sweets are sold during the week of Halloween than in any other week of the year. This week, contributor Rebecca Harris, director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University, looks at the business of Halloween candy. Rebecca, welcome back. It's 3 weeks till Halloween. How are you?
I have been breaking into the candy bags. I have to make a confession.
That was you then.
It was. It was that crickling and crinking. And yeah, I mean, really, how can you wait? I mean, 3 weeks and you're supposed to buy it early. Of course you break into the bags.
Well, then let's start with something outside the box. What is your favorite Halloween candy?
So I really, really, really like Mounds bars, but they have to be dark chocolate. And somebody in my office told me that they're not making dark chocolate Mounds bars anymore. So if anybody can let us know about that, I would be very thankful. Yes. And how about you, Paul? What's your favorite?
I always have liked Heath bars.
Heath bars, like your basic traditional Heath
bar. The stuff that just rips your fillings right out of your head.
That's right.
I love it.
It's a holiday that dentists live for, I'm telling you.
Well, my dad, who is in the dental profession an educator, used to hand out toothbrushes
okay,
at our house.
That's a really lame. I'm sorry.
Toothbrushes and toothpaste. Well, that was his thing.
It's very nice.
Just trying to help people save their teeth.
Right,
but
there you go.
Let's look at the numbers related to the business of candy.
Okay. For first of all, 72% of us, chocolate is our favorite Halloween candy. And here is the list in order. First comes Reese's, then M&M's, then Snickers, then Hershey's, then Kit Kats. And it goes on from there. Now, my Almond Joys are number 10, but there's a lot of other candies on the list, but those are the top ones. And after chocolate, candy corn is the most popular Halloween candy.
Candy corn.
Candy corn. Don't you love that candy corn? Ooh, yeah.
That goes way, way back.
I know. But let me just tell you that actually the business of Halloween candy is a huge business. Americans spend $2.8 billion on Halloween candy, and Americans buy nearly 600 million pounds of candy for Halloween. It's a tremendous amount of money. So the average American will spend about $8 on Halloween candy for their home, although I always bought close to 20 or 30. So you could ask where that other amount went, and I can't.
Where did it go?
Don't ask. And 70% is really spent on chocolate of that total buy. So we know that that is a lot of chocolate. And we also know that Americans buy a considerable amount of chocolate all during the year. So even after Halloween, we know that that continues to occur. And 4% of all candy consumed in this country occurs on Halloween. So that is a lot. And when you think about it, boy, that's really a lot. And almost all children in this country and half of adults will eat candy on Halloween, which I think that makes sense. And on a typical day, 10% of adults and kids will have a cookie, but on Halloween, 14% have one. So Halloween sales continue to grow, and I think that's really key. And the focus group for eating Halloween candy is the 6 to 8 year old at 87%. So when you're looking at all the groups, you really want to look at that. And an average child eats between 3,500 and 7,000 calories of Halloween candy on Halloween night. So you know what, kids? If you're going to eat that much, you need to be running around the neighborhood, okay? There you go.
Well, usually at that age, you can burn it off.
I think
But those stats right. may be more frightening than the costumes.
I think that's exactly right.
Hey, do you remember black cows?
Oh, yeah. Those were awesome.
Chocolate-covered caramel on a stick.
Yes. I don't know. I think the sticks probably are gone because there's probably something wrong with sticks.
Yeah. Who knows? But that's another classic. Yeah. Now, what are some of the largest national candy manufacturers?
So the biggest
or
one.
Who are they?
Right. So the biggest one is Mars, which is in the United States.
They produce more candy than any other planet.
Yeah,
Mars.
I think that they do. And then there's Mondelez International, which is also a U.S. company, which I don't know a lot about. There's Nestle's, which is actually based in Switzerland. Hershey's, which is in the U.S.
They're in here right near us.
I know. I mean, this is a Pennsylvania base. So we, you know, really you should just buy Hershey's, don't you think? There's Lindt, L-I-D-T, which is in Switzerland, which we all know. And so those are some of the main ones that we look at. So
what's with these Swiss? What do they know about
chocolate? They know
chocolate.
They know for their chocolate, right? I want that chocolate.
Right. Oh, goodness gracious. Rebecca Harris is director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. Looking at Halloween candy, and would you give us the names of some of the largest local candy shops?
Yes.
And these are candy shops places that specialize in this. Are they still thriving?
Well, they really are. And at first I thought probably our research would show like Target or Walmart or, you know, some places which have a lot of candy. But when we went deeper, we found there's a place called CandyFavorites.com. It's one of the nation's oldest candy wholesalers. They're located in McKeesport, Pennsylvania.
A .com is one of the nation's oldest candy
wholesalers?
How can that be?
Well, they're called Candy Favorites, but they've been located there for 87 years. And the warehouse occupies an entire city block, three levels.
And where is this?
It's in McKeesport.
Okay.
Who would know? I mean, that's... And so since they're a wholesaler, they're buying candy and then selling it to retailers. But they're bringing in a whole bunch of different kinds of candy. I think I just want to go live there, right?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. There's Grandpa Joe's Candy Shop, which is located in the Strip District, which has hundreds of pounds of candy that are at wholesale prices and tons of colors. And they also have homemade fudge and caramel apples and iced root beer on tap.
Oh, ooh.
Man, I know. I think we have to get there right now. Eisenstadt Candy Company, which is located in Mount Oliver. And that's an old one and a good one. And Roslyn Candy Castle in New Brighton, Pennsylvania, which has an old-fashioned way of making candy, hand-dipping it. So that's pretty cool. And Edward Mark Chocolatier, located in Pittsburgh. Is that how you say it?
Chocolatier.
Yeah. There we go. Okay, we got it.
Yeah.
So there we go.
Well, so that's, you know, these places that then the one in Mount Oliver?
The one in Mount Oliver is called Eisenstadt Candy Company.
And how long have they been around? Do you know?
Probably, I think, forever, too. I mean, they also have a lot of other products, but they're a wholesale distributor as well.
Well, it's great to hear that the local companies are doing good business.
Yeah.
So what should families do with all of their leftover Halloween candy besides send it to you?
Yes. Well, I actually, my rule in our house was you can eat whatever you want that night, and after that, it's gone. So
No,
I know. It was pretty draconian, but really? I mean, really? So how much candy do you need? So you'd see these little kid bunnies like laying on the floor like stuffed little guys, and then that was it. But
well, now, a lot of families would parse it out, and you could make that last till January if you wanted to,
right.
Rebecca. I'm surprised.
But who eats it during the days when the kids are at school, Paul? You can't parse it out.
Oh, so no, now the real reason comes out.
Right. Let's get to the bottom of this.
Save mommy from herself.
Right. That's right. But here are some of the tricks of the trade. Sometimes groups of dentists have gotten together to do candy buybacks, and the youngsters then bring in their sweets. And then what happens is the treats are actually packaged and sent to U.S. troops serving abroad, which is really, really cool. So there's a couple of websites, and we have information on your website as well. But Halloween Candy Buyback, Operation Gratitude, Operation Shoebox. And I think that's a great opportunity for people to take some of this candy that they probably don't really need and to give it back. So we like that. There's something called reverse trick-or-treating. With a parent, you make a trip to one or more local charities, and the charities will accept the candy as a donation. And
oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and the kids actually go there. And I think that's really important for children to see people who don't have as much as they do after they've really just, you know, overwhelm themselves with so much candy. You can also participate in a candy exchange where you maybe meet with other kids and change candy. People also donate to Ronald McDonald houses, nursing homes, food pantries, hospitals. So, but the more unique ideas are making jewelry and crafts out of candy wrappers. I think the idea is you're supposed to throw the candy away and make these jewelry. So I think that's a really nice idea, too. And then you can actually give your candy to science. You can do a lot of great candy experiments at home using Skittles, Lifesavers, Starburst, M&M's, and more.
Sure so you can.
You might not know what happens when you put a gummy bear in water, Paul, but don't try this trick at home.
Now, there are some questions that we have ruminated about for decades and that I must run by you, Rebecca. First of all, what is the cutoff? When are you too old to trick-or-treat?
Never.
Never.
Well, you just find a kid that you can go with, and then you can be their escort, and that's
cheating. You can is what that is.
No. You're checking their candy to make sure it's safe. That is definitely not
eating
cheating
at all. Okay, and then if you do not have a costume, should you give candy to someone who does not have a costume?
Well, I really think you need a costume, and really, you know, you're supposed to have a trick. It is trick or treat. So in an ideal world, you'd ask for a trick and you'd expect a costume, but you have to make your own call.
Yeah, my mom, I remember some really tough older kids showed up at our door one year late. And my mom's like, where's your costumes? I'm not giving you candy. I'm like, Mom, just give them the damn candy.
Give them the candy, please. Turn over the candy, Ma. So we hope all of you enjoy a safe trick-or-treat and make sure to have a light on you. Go with an adult and stay within the hours and do not let the chocolate get to the dogs. Really important.
Right.
Animals can get really sick from candy. So make sure that when you get your stash at home, you keep it safely on a table.
As much as a bag can be filled with candy, as are you filled with good advice, Rebecca Harris, our business contributor, and we thank you as always
thank
for joining
us. Thank you so much,
Paul. And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh. If you missed any portion of our program or would like to listen to a past segment from one of our previous shows, you can go to our website at wesa.fm. Until tomorrow, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.